Yes, then keep in that room, I
Yes,
think.
so any visitors that come will stay then. This small room?
Yes.
So tomorrow we'll be travelling to the farm and then returning Friday morning. And then I think in the afternoon, Friday afternoon, there's the Associated Press are coming. And also this lady from the magazine wanted to come.
Which lady?
From this India magazine.
Oh.
This one I just showed. The thing is, Rameshwar, I was thinking it might be too much if you do two interviews straight after each other. Yeah, so we should we can arrange for her to come another day.
Well, you're many.
Well, they... Well, they
can in India.
You would like to... I'll bring one. We can read.
Jai, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, all glory to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga.
naturally has three energetic transformations, and these are known as the spiritual potency, the living entity potency, and the illusory potency. Vishnu Shakti Kshetraj Nagya Tada Para Avidya Karna Samjnanya Tritriya Shakti Rishyate. Originally, Krishna's energy is spiritual, and the energy known as the living entity is also spiritual. However, there is another energy called illusion, which consists of fruitive activity. That is the Lord's third potency. For further explanation of this verse, refer to the Adi Lila, chapter 7, verse 119. Shaktaya Sharva Bhavanam Achintya Gyana Gochara Yatoto Brahmanastastu Sargadya Bhava Shaktaya Bhavanditavatam Shrista Bhavakashya Yatoshnata. All the creative energies, which are inconceivable to a common man, exist in the Supreme Absolute Truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the Absolute Truth. This is a quotation from the Vishnu Purana. Yaya Shetragya Shaktisha Veshtita Nirpa Sarvaga Samsara Tavan Nakilan Avapno Tiatra Santatan. O King, the Shetragya Shakti is the living entity. Although he has the facility to live in either the material or spiritual world, he suffers the threefold miseries of material existence because he is influenced by the avidya, nescience, potency, which covers his constitutional position. This and the following verse are also quoted from the Vishnu Purana. Vaya tirohitavachcha shakti shetragna sangjnita Sarvabhute Shubhupala. Dharatmiyena Parthate. This living entity, covered by the influence of nescience, exists in different forms in the material condition. O King, he is thus proportionately freed from the influence of material energy to greater or lesser degrees.
Inconceivable. That poor Sandy, what is that to him? Inconceivable.
Yes. Here. These, all the creative energies which are inconceivable to a common man exist in the Supreme Absolute Truth. These inconceivable energies act in the process of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. O chief of the ascetics, just as there are two energies possessed by fire, namely heat and light, these inconceivable creative energies are the natural characteristics of the Absolute Truth.
Conceivable energy, the scientists are trying to conceive.
But they can't.
That is not possible. Everyone knows that due to sunshine, there are leaves in the trees, green and different color. Everyone knows due to the sunshine. But how this sunshine means the heat and light, these things are
coming into existence, they are spreading what is called molecules. Molecules.
Yeah, molecular structure. Polygons. Photons.
So many things. But they cannot make it. Although they are seeing due to the sunshine, these colors are there.
Electrical system, this one works when you plug the bus in, like if you're in a campground, then these go on, and these are very bright, fluorescent. And then when traveling, this system works. Therefore, we have two separate light switch panels. One is for plug when we plug into the regular current, and the other one is on the road. The kitchen is very nice. I wanted to show you the kitchen problem. It's a very different kitchen than the one that you saw originally. This is a very big kitchen. 5 men can stand in it. It's very big for cooking, very convenient. We've improved the buses since the last time you were here.
Not that, me, the Krishna is the original God. They only said that. They tried to invent so many things. Pacifying their followers, wait for millions of years. We'll give you all solutions.
Yeah.
That millions of years will never be fulfilled, and their suffering will never be.
Yeah.
That they do not. Otaya maya sare daya samsara be good. This life, they make this hard test, and when they are failure, they give blood, wait millions of years. In the meantime, he becomes a grass. He has to wait millions and trillions. Again, being transmigration from grass to plant, plant to tree. Stand up for thousands of years, maybe three, and another tree, another thousand, another million. You wanted to wait for millions, eh? Wait for millions. How one can wait for in this way? By transmigration. This is their destiny. And in this very life, they can prepare to go back to home, back to Godhead. That path they will want. They wait millions of years to see their success. This is their skill now. Wait millions of years. They do not know how they will do it. They will do it this way. Again, become grass. Then there is a revolution. It will take millions and trillions of years. Then again, he will come to human form of life. And again, he will say, millions of years. This is their intention. What is that?
One wait.
Krishna fulfills everyone's desires.
Yes.
We should not wait.
Man, this is their intelligence.
Yeah.
This is rascal scientists. Their intelligence is, they admit they wait. But he is eternal. Eternally he has, he must get somebody who has. And if he says that after this life is finished, then what is the meaning of wait millions of years? If I am going to finish, we are going to be finished after this life, then there is no question of waiting for millions of years. Who will wait? You are finished, I am finished. Who will wait?
Well, I said I'm working for them. Working for the children of the future. Make a better
future. But you are not going to wait. You are finished. And I am hearing I am finished. And the children will come, he will be finished. We will wait. We will wait. They are asking to wait for millions. So we will wait.
They think in terms of past generations. They see the progress of society from 2,000 years or 4,000 years, and they think of themselves as a part of that generation. That in the future, just see how far we've come from 100 years.
And that's all life. But generation, so-called generation, you and me, everything will be finished. So who is where?
What are they waiting for?
We wait on our daily parents.
They're thinking that this is pursuit of the truth that they're trying to theorize.
Truth will follow you. And where from he is coming with so much intelligence that the truth which you have discovered, somebody will come catch up. There is no continuation. Then there is no question of accepting your truth. He may not accept your truth. So many questions are there, but they are bluffing. Murana Vijana, what is going on there?
36 is going to feel.
That is a fact. They will have to wait millions of. That is a fact. But how they will have to wait? That is a certainty. They will have to wait in this lower grade of life.
Can a living entity have realization of transmigration without being Krishna conscious?
It is very easy. But you are so full, you cannot understand it. Krishna is giving immediately. The child is transmigrating to the boy's body. The boy. The soul is from boy's body to a beautiful body. A very plain explanation. But because the brain is so dull, they cannot understand. Under that scientific brain, they have become so rascal that the simple truth they cannot. This is their scientific advantage. Why? We are checked. Stop.
They're shifting. missing some equipment for cooking.
They consider, Srila Prabhupada, that this is the same. They have a sense of not changing. That's there because the soul is not changing. Everyone has a sense that they're not changing because the soul is always there. But because they have no information of the soul, sometimes they think that because I have this body as a youth, I have this body as an old man or youthful person. The point is that they consider that it's the same person, the body. It hasn't changed. They say it's the same person. It simply has grown because they have the sense of the same identity. But can it be said...
And a grown means the original form is changed. You can call it in a different name. But grown means the original form has changed. So we are also changed.
So can it be said that one has the same body or is it a different body? Is it a different... If the
it
form
is different
changed,
body.
It's different.
Otherwise, why must it just come in? It is a different body.
What is the energy by which one conceives that it's the same body? Is that the false ego? By which you think that this
No, that bread. The Darwin theory is that. Because we are coming from apartment to this bar. This rascal says that apartment has become bar. That is his foolishness. I am the person from that apartment, I have come to this bar. This is a fact. But he is such a rascal, he says that apartment has become bar. That is the foolishness. How the apartment can become bus? You can say the person who was in the apartment has come into this bus. That is reasonable, understanding. But these rascals say that the apartment has become bus. The monkey has become man.
Like people sometimes go into a theater and they identify themselves with a motion picture, a movie that's on a screen. They become so emotionally involved. They cry and they laugh and they become completely involved with a picture.
And that is feeling. That is not identity.
Will you hold it up?
There are many buses standing.
There's a parking area for trucks. There's a rest area. We're just shifting some cooking equipment so they can prepare.
We're going now, they're just fixing it.
Let's get it going.
So this wonderful philosophy we have to present.
Without this way of life that you've given us, life would be intolerable in the material world.
Yes.
For one who's thoughtful.
That is discussion. Abhaya Mahasaya Bhai Samsara Dipu. Unless one understands his philosophy, he simply suffers.
Yes.
And be because they are suffering, their only solace is this wine. I cannot find out any other. The more dull-headed is liquor, his solace for the Shudra class. In India, the liquor is taken by the lowest class, no intelligent class. The waterman, the cobbler, the butcher, like that, most lowest, degraded. We continue to suffer. Missing the point. Struggling for it. We have created this civilization, material civilization, full of factories. It is simply suffering. Nothing but suffering. Maybe the factory provider may get some profit, but actually it is a place of suffering. Those who are working in the factory, they are simply suffering.
Huh? Asa eva maya sarideya samsara dukha.
Great. Dhamma. One of them. The suffering.
When the living entity forgets his constitutional position as an eternal servant of Krishna, he is immediately entrapped by the illusory external energy.
We are servants of Krishna. We are not going to be servants of Krishna. Unless I give up Krishna consciousness, there is no scope for me to become silent. Despite this Shubha is now washing dishes in a hotel.
And I heard that Madhavisa is now sweeping a floor in a restaurant.
What do you think? What you are doing?
Me? I was selling tours.
I heard that you're driving car.
What exactly?
I tried it for a few weeks.
For anyway,
a week,
we have to do this. As soon as we give up Krishna consciousness, these things are ready. Come on. Krishna Bhuliya Ji Bhagavan Chakare Pasheta Mayatare Japotiya Dhamma. Yes, please come. There is no other alternative. Either third Krishna or third man. Unless one is rascal, how will he accept my son? Mahat Sadhu is not very palatable. The Maya is ready. As soon as you give up Krishna service,